Yeah. So how you been other than the hunt and stuff? You been doing all right?
Sure, if I screwed the pooch or not, to be honest with you, but thank you for asking. I had a couple major surgeries. I get them done before deer season, but unfortunately, I had a honeydew list a mile long to do around the property here and on the house. So I was behind the curve, but I go out the better half and I. We head out quite often in the side-by-side during the evening with the night vision and thermal gear. Even during the day, while elk, I keep pretty good eye on the elk up here. But healed up from the surgeries, catching up pretty good, getting things down here. I get some antenna work to do before the snow flies. But again, thank you for asking. So hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah, that's good, because I think it's been a while. So I caught you on in the middle of the night that one time, and I honestly don't jump over here enough. I should, because I'm on the ham bands all the time. But, yeah, I think you had an infection or something, and I was hoping that went well, so I'm glad it did. Them elk up there just, I'm not sure what area you live in. I just know that in the Pigeon River Forest, you can't ride the side-by-sides unless it's plated and on the dirt roads, and that kind of bummed me out when I found that out. I can get mine plated, but right now the only thing I don't have is the right tires. So, you know, I'm just debating whether I want to get it plated or not, because then they're saying your insurance goes up, and I mean that's one of my most enjoyable things is I'll go up there and I'll stay at Clear Lake State Park, and then I'll jump in the truck and I'll go look at all the elk and take pictures and whatnot. And when I got the side-by-side, I was like, yeah, that would be awesome. I don't have to ride around in the truck. I can jump in the side-by-side, and when it's a nice day out, and grab my camera stuff and just, you know, stop on the sides of the roads and take pictures. And then I find out you have to have a plate because you can't ride them on them dirt roads. I'm like, oh, man.
Roger that. Yeah, last time we talked, it was the wee hours of the night there. It has been a while. But, yeah, range of motion, it's coming back. I did what the doctor said, and I didn't escape after surgery. So all that went well. But, their population here is excellent. Here in Sheboygan County now, I happened to be coming back from a VA appointment in Mackinac and seeing a commercial for Kubota. 0% financing. Well, I figure, what the heck, I'll use their money. Long story short, I bought a diesel Kubota side-by-side, hydraulic dump, windshield, yada yada, wiper, all that. No heater, none of that crap. But anyway, I just upgraded to an Arcat Pro Crew Limited Edition 6-seater, man. I love this thing. But here in Sheboygan County, you can even ride them along the side of the road, and in the Pigeon River, I'm okay until I cross over into what is Otsego County there, damn near the Gaylord line. Then I can't. But no, you're fine with your side-by-side as long as you're in Sheboygan County and the Pigeon River. I can actually open my door and kick the Pigeon River from my house right now.
Yeah, I remember was it spring or summer? I went for the sturgeon. It wasn't really the sturgeon guard. It was after that was done. Actually, that's what it was. I was up there at Black Lake for the UAW thing for the week, and that was in June, I think. And coming out of Black Lake and going south, you can take. I guess it's probably a side-by-side trail because it was really sandy and it looked big enough to be a road, but it was so deep sand I was kind of leery in my truck, but I just kept moving trying to get off of it and get on a dirt road. But I'm pretty sure I ended up going all the way down to where you can't ride the side-by-sides, and they got that Michigan elk welcome thing in the middle of the woods. So I probably should stay at the state campground there by the UAW and then just ride out of there and try to find some new areas to look at elk if I ever go. Well, no, the next time I go up to do camping, probably I'll probably try that.
Good copy, and Roger that. Before I bought, I did stop down to Gaylord there at the DNR and had the maps, you know, and had a long conversation with the gentleman about what I could and could not do as far as my side-by-side goes. I've never had an issue. I'm okay. You're still okay with the truck if you've got your ORV sticker. Now, as you know, you got to have that same ORV and trail sticker. It'll still run around here, but we've never had an issue. And I passed them several times, DNR, never had an issue. And then I even went as far as, you know, I'm 100% disabled. I went ahead and got my paperwork there to hunt out of my truck and my side-by-side. That was another reason I upgraded. And then that also gives me the privileges here where it is red state, no ORV. I am allowed to travel, though, so that's a blessing as well.
Yeah, that's another thing that kind of irked me a little bit is that whole hunter disabled thing, because I'm disabled and getting Social Security disability, but that ain't enough. You actually have to have disability where you have a hard time walking or can't remember what the criteria was, and even though I'm 100% disabled by Social Security disability, it's not disabled enough to get that special hunting thing, and that just kind of irked me. I mean, I guess I should be happy that I can walk into the woods and I could still walk around, but, you know, it's not the easiest thing. I got neuropathy in my feet that bother me, and I'm sure when it gets cold and I'm sitting outside, that could make it so I have a hard time walking back. So maybe I should explore that with my doctor and see. Maybe I can get it.
The service officer up here, unfortunately, they closed RVSW due to lack of membership. Everybody's passed. No, you just nailed it on the head there, brother. Go see your doctor and tell him exactly what you don't. Print the form out. It's online there. Get one for your, you just turn that into DNR. You'll get a permanent sticker and a piece of paperwork. And then, of course, I make copies and I keep one in the truck and the side-by-side. But no, all your symptoms, you meet the criteria, and I'm sure you'll find your doctor will be happy to sign off on that for you. I'm almost 99.9%, brother.
Yeah, I'll have to make a doctor's appointment and print out that form and see. Yeah, he's pretty good. I even got a handicap permit, so if I got a handicap parking permit, I honestly don't use it unless I'm having, you know, a bad day where I need to park close, because I don't really want to take it away from somebody that needs it, but I got it if I need it. And that's the way I look at it. You know, I might be okay when it's warmer out, but when it gets colder out, you know, I might not be able to walk as far, so, yeah, I'll have to check into that. Good deal. It just cracks me up hearing your voice, because I got a buddy that lives up there, Jay. His name's Jay. I'm having a brain fart on his last. He's the president of Surgeon for Tomorrow, and you sound so much like him.
We probably ran into one another there on the Sturgeon Guard at Black Lake there. The XYL and I have been doing that for years together, and we continue to. So you might have seen a big blue Ford Super Crew. That was me. But, spent right down to where they were pulling them out and tagging them. And, of course, I'm an avid photographer as well. They're amateur, of course. And I kill great pictures last year and then the preceding years, but we probably stepped on the same ground up here. But camping, if you need, there's 40 foot that sits out beside my home. You're welcome in it, you and yours. And then if you got your own, you can go out on the back side of the property here and pitch your tent out, and you'll be fine. But you feel free to camp up here and save them pennies for your hobbies, Roger.
Well, I much appreciate that. I'll have to definitely take you up on that, because all I do is pop up a tent, and I even got one of those little shower enclosures and whatnot, so I take a quick shower, and everything is, I mean, I usually go to state park campgrounds if I can, just for the, you know, luxury of having the shower house, but I've got all the stuff to just set everything up and be good. So yeah, I'll have to, I still have your email somewhere and all that. I'll have to look it up. Probably won't be doing it now until it gets warmer again next year, but yeah, I didn't make it up camping at all this year, and I kind of kicked myself in the butt for that too, because I was going to go up to St. Helen, and there's a friend of Eric that I'm sure you've heard him on here. I can't remember his call sign for GMRS, but up by his cabin, his friend Mark was a ham, and man, I spent so many nights just working the International Space Station and all the other satellites, and he was always on there, and I got a YouTube channel that I go live on, and he was the first one that said hi, and yeah, he passed away probably about a month ago now, and I never got to meet him in person, so I'm kicking myself in the butt for that, but yeah, I'm definitely going to go camping next year. I'm not waiting.
Swag Professor Don, part of my disability with the military, I do have a bit of a TBI. I've probably forgotten more about electronics than I'll ever want to know, which is a problem. But I still continue to try to get my ticket punched. I've been 6-7 times now, but I recommend that I look into the Handyham program. So, as I said, it just doesn't stick in there like it used to, but anytime. Yeah, even if you get up here, maybe we can do some yacht hunting, or I can come down and see you, and we'll yacht hunt together there. You're always welcome. But looking forward to putting more meat in the freezer with the price of things. So we're blessed in that respect. So get all them dough permits and fill the freezer, Roger.
Roger that, yeah. That's one of the reasons why, other than the fact that I just enjoy being out in the woods mostly. I actually got two YouTube channels. One of them, I think if you look up Captain Don Mick Jr., that was the one I had before I got into ham radio. And you'll see videos on there where I'm videotaping bucks that most people would have shot right away. And I'm just like, that one, I'm going to let that one go. I know there's bigger ones out there. And I just enjoy being out there. But, like, with the prices of everything, I want meat in my freezer again. I'm going to shoot something this year. Hopefully I don't have to resort to shooting a doe. But if I do, I do. It's just the ones that are on my property, for the most part, live there. And they're used to me. And if I do shoot a doe, every once in a while I'll get a group of, like, 6 or 7 does that'll just be running through real quick. And then I might, you know, shoot one of them, because they're not one that's living right on my little piece of property. But hopefully I don't have to. I usually see so many bucks, you know, that I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, for sure, I might get up there for the sturgeon spearing this year. I used to go every year, and I would actually volunteer in the tent they have on the ice for a sturgeon for tomorrow for a few hours every day that they had the tent, and haven't been able to do that since 2019, so it'll be nice if I can make it up there for that. So February, I'll probably be up there, because I'm trying to make sure that I do it this year.